Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. With teams around the area on break for the holidays, the next two episodes of Talking Central Arizona Sports will recap the football seasons for Prescott and Bradshaw Mountain High Schools, featuring wrap-up interviews with both head coaches. This week, the show focuses on the Prescott football team, but before that, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's cold in December, but it can get even colder in January. So give them a call to make sure everything is looking good and you are ready. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. The Badger football team came into the 2023 season after a marvelous season last year, in which the team went 8-2 overall and finished second in the region, as well as a playoff win against Apache Junction before a loss to Snowflake in the second round. But the team graduated a lot of seniors, including the top three rushers of Cody Leopold, Kean McKelvey, and Maurier Norris, as well as the top receiving option with Jake Hilton. As is the case with every high school football team, when a group of seniors graduate, the next group of players step up to gain experience. A young Badgers team opened the season with a blowout win against La Jolla, but then struggled the next 3 weeks in losses to Thunderbird, Northwest Christian, and Vista Grande, each by at least 20 points. The Badgers got back in the win column with a 42-0 win against Combs. Prescott High School went 2-3 the rest of the way, including wins over Flagstaff and Mingus, but they were within a score in each of those three losses, only falling to region champion Lee Williams by 3 points, rival Bradshaw Mountain by 8 points, and Coconino by 5 points. Prescott High School missed the playoffs, going 4-6 overall and 2-3 in the region. Joining the show to continue recapping the Prescott Badgers football season is head coach of the team, Cody Collette. Cody, how are you?
Doing well.
So how's it been going since the season ended?
Well, got our guys working out, training, getting ready to go, and trying to get a little better every day and stack improvements on each other.
So, you know, it's been some time since the season came to an end. What are your thoughts on the season that was?
You know, we had a, my thoughts are we're really 16 points away from talking about a heck of a year. We lost three games by a total of 16 points, three league games, all by one score or less, where, you know, one or two plays go the other way and to different outcome. I wasn't able to get us over that hump, and that's something that's regretful. But I thought our guys played with a lot of heart, a lot of passion. And if you came to Badger football this year, you got a lot of really entertaining football games. There was a no shortage of action in our ball games this season.
Yeah, for sure. Lots of offense. What were some of your favorite moments both on and off the field?
Watching a team that had such little varsity experience. I mean, we had, I believe, six guys that had played any significant varsity time kind of come together as a group. And watching us get better every single week, because we absolutely did that. You know, Lee Williams was one of the better teams in the state, and we lose to them 36-33. We go down to the wire with Bradshaw. Coconino was was a really, really good team, pushed Arcadia to a 23-20 loss in the first round of the playoffs, and Arcadia went to the semifinals, and we lose that ballgame 42-37. So watching us improve every week was really exciting, and I think our future is bright.
Obviously, like you mentioned, a really young roster and in some really close games with some really good teams. How do you think that experience from this season will help next season?
Oh, immensely. Absolutely, immensely. We got to figure out how to get over that hump. I need to get us over that hump, we plan on doing that. But I think anytime you've done something before gives you a better chance for success. And we had come off graduating a nucleus of a team that had helped us make the playoffs every year and back-to-back quarterfinal teams. And I think our guys got a lot of valuable learning experience. And I think they understand against good football teams, that margin for error is razor thin.
So, you know, it's really early, but just kind of going further on this, looking ahead to next season, what are some things that excite you?
Oh, we have a lot of speed, a lot of guys back, which is obviously exciting. It's a fun group to be around. I enjoy our coaching staff as well. So there's a lot to look forward to. I really hope, from what I gather, the schedules remain the same with opposite sites, because I always like playing the same non-league teams 2 years in a row. Gives you a chance to kind of start to know the coaching staffs and hone in on things against your opponents. And I think that's a lot of fun. And I'm very much looking forward to the 2024 season.
So you said you guys were working. Are you on the field already again, or when do you hit the field to start maybe practicing some plays?
No, we won't be on the field for quite a bit. We're in the weight room and working on speed, strength, and conditioning right now in our sixth-hour freshman football class, and our seventh-hour has a lot of our varsity guys that aren't involved in winter sports at the moment.
Gotcha. Cody, thanks for joining the show all season long, and look forward to talking again as next season nears. I feel like it'll be here before we know it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate all you do to cover us, and looking forward to next year. So thank you.
Senior quarterback Jackson Rice finished his time with the Badger football team, completing nearly 63% of his passes for 1,851 yards, beating last year's total by 393 yards. He also had 18 touchdowns and another three on the ground. Junior Uriah Tenet led the rushing attack with 733 yards and 10 touchdowns. Fellow junior Adam Lloyd was second with 482 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns. Junior Johan Gunderman was the top receiving option, bringing in 43 passes for 882 yards and 11 touchdowns. Tenet was second with 434 yards on 40 receptions and 6 touchdowns. Senior Court Lewis led the Badgers in total tackles with 106. That does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Sunham, and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. Have a happy and safe New Year's holiday, and we'll see you back here next week for a recap of the Bradshaw Mountain football season.